this stretch of road, as you know, Donal, has had two fatalities in recent years, has had a number of accidents along it, and a large amount of near misses on a weekly basis now. Small money will fix this, and at least make it safer. And that's what the community are looking for. That's what road users are looking for. This stretch of road is at Dunamara. It's along the regional road between Ballygawley and Drumahaire. In particular, it's between Kairos National School and Ballygawley Village. There's a hill and there's a sharp corner. There is a bridge that has been badly built years ago. And we need to fix this. And it's my job to make people accountable and to hold people to account and make sure there's transparency in that, in the making of applications for schemes to the department. And I want this scheme included in the next application that goes in November to the Department of Transport for road safety. We're entitled to a fair share of funding in East and North Sligo. That's what I get paid for. This stretch of road is not fit purpose. It needs to be realigned. There are small monies involved here to make this safer. And I don't understand why there's a reluctance and a pushback from officials to do this job. We have to deal with the problem. And the problem is the route itself isn't safe.
Funding has been allocated for road safety measures in Sligo already, but you feel that that is not near enough for what needs to be carried out here?
It's absolutely pittance of what we require in terms of road safety in Sligo. It's the reason there are many accidents now on roads, because we have to improve road safety in terms of sight lines, in terms of verges. That's our job as elected representatives, to highlight these problems. And the department needs to step up to the mark. You correctly said last year we got 264,000 for 15 projects to be implemented in 2024. With inflation, rising costs, costs of material, construction costs, road safety costs on and health and safety on jobs, project jobs now. These have all risen. But the department haven't stepped up to the mark and increased the allocations to the local authorities for these increased costs. And 264,000 for 15 projects. The reality is, Donal, of those 15 projects that were submitted last year for 2024, the reality is about seven of them projects will be delivered because of the funding.